come. Mm-hmm. You know, they kept a commission on that too.
Those guys are okay for themselves.
Yeah. So these beans look good.
Okay.
I mean, this is a nice looking field of beans. Obviously, there's a lot less weeds here than there was over there, but this would have been wheat last year, as an example. So that's part of the reason we're much cleaner.
Okay. Does wheat just smother down, or is it the other weeds come up and spend themselves off through it? Or?
It's a little bit of that. It's also the fact that we harvest around the 1st of August. So all the weeds that would go to seed, none of them get a chance to go to seed. Mm-hmm. And we can use herbicides in wheat that we can't use in the non-GMO beans. So we can...
Well, if you would, kind of show us a plant and what we're looking at here.
Yeah, so typically the soybean will put on pods at every node. So each place that the leaves attach is a flowering, and we call those nodes. And so as a bean plant grows, it keeps putting new nodes out. These are what's called an indeterminate soybean, meaning that they will be creating pods on the bottom while they're still flowering on top. When you get into farther south, those are determinate beans. And in those determinate beans, the bean will grow all to a certain point, and then it'll stop growing and begin to flower. And then the whole plant flowers at once. So these beans, typically, we look for the pod development on the top three nodes. And when they start to change color on the top three nodes, largely the crop is done putting together nutrients, and then it goes into senescence, drops the leaves. You can see when you get off this corner where we've had some traffic, it's not quite as uniform here because of the driving in and out of the field. But you'll see those beans are much more uniform, and the top beans are turning. So they're largely at the point where they'll just, as they dry down now, and we could take a killing frost on this field and wouldn't hurt any yield. We're safe from the frost.
Mm-hmm. So what percentage do you like to see yours dried down to?
Well, the market standard for soybeans is 13%. We'll typically start harvest somewhere around 14 and a half. With food grade beans, we got to make sure that we don't have too much moisture in the stem, because as it goes through the combine, the moisture in the stem can stain the bean, and what we get, what we call dirt stain. And dirt stain then is something that the buyer is a little bit unimpressed with. They really like to see them nice, pretty, table ready, you know, nice clean beans. If you're not proud enough to put them on your table, then we don't want to harvest. Okay. That's the way we think. Now, commercial beans, there's no concern.
So do these look different in the pod than a regular commercial bean?
Typically soybeans, I'll get a riper one so it's easier to open. Most of the food grade non-GMO beans will have what's called a clear hyla. So every bean where it attaches to the pod will have a little abscission point. And so clear hyla is typically what most of our buyers want, rather than a dark or a brown or a black. Mm-hmm. These beans have a lot of moisture in them. They've got to dry down a lot. They're oblong. They're pretty spongy. But, you know, 2 weeks ago this field was grass green, so it's changed a lot in 2 weeks.
And so where will these end up?
These will go back to my bin first, and then my contract with SB&B is what we call a buyer's call contract. When they are ready to process or clean and load containers with this variety, they will call me and say, we need 10 semi-loads next week, and then we'll deliver. That's called a buyer's call contract. So.
Okay. And they give you a few days or a week's notice?
Usually we know a week ahead.
Yeah. Probably roughly know.
Yeah, they'll tell us what they're thinking, and is that going to be a problem? Because if I can't, because I'm busy doing something, then they have other growers that they can rely on. But we usually are able to, you know, we're usually able to accommodate what they need. And they know when we're busy.
So will any of these likely make it back into onto American shelves as part of a food product, or the most all exclusively end up in Asia?
Likely these will all go export. It's interesting that The same buyer has bought all of my soybeans each year for the last several years. Not just SBNB buyer, but the overseas buyer has requested my beans for their process, for their whatever they're making. They like my beans, and so that makes me feel really, really good. Someday I'm going to have to get to Thailand and meet these guys, because, or ladies, I don't know what they are. I haven't ever met them. But clearly it's something I would love to do, is to meet the people that think my beans are better than anybody else's.
I mean, that's one of the things that's unique about American agriculture, is you're talking about we feed the world, but it's like to think this is going to end up on someone's table, and it's going to feed them, and they're going to be happy to have it.
Yeah, and in relationships, as you know, in sales, relationships are what drive the whole equation. And the bigger you get and the more you get removed from that relationship, the less concern that buyer has for the seller. So that's one of the things that's really unique and nice about the IP soybean market, is it's built on relationships. It's the SBNB folks have the relationships with the folks on the other end that are buying them, and they do repeat business year after year after year. And then eventually those buyers start to say, well, we really like those beans that you got from Northwest Wisconsin, and we'd like those again. We like how he's doing it. Mm-hmm. We like the fact that he's using some regenerative practices. We like the fact that he doesn't use certain herbicides. We like the fact that his beans are always high quality. We like those things, and so we will pay a little extra for that.
Mm-hmm. So what percentage of your soybeans are food grade?
100%.
100%, okay.
Yep. 4 years ago, I grew a few commercial beans, and we went back to 100% food grade. Somewhat of a logistical reason, but also a financial reason.
Mm-hmm. That premium.
Yep.
Because you'd figured out how to make it work, then
yep.
Why not take the premium all of it, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal. That same $3 we talked about is $3 for me. That
adds up, right?
It does add up.
Right. Well, I think we're good here.
Let's get some